Yeah, give us a good scat right now. That's pretty good.
Thank you. I'm a scatsman.
You're a scat
man. My family was a scatsman, and I am a scatsman myself.
I eat poop. And am a homosexual.
You are the loathsome dung eater, a popular character in the new video game Elden Ring, which you should play.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Yeah, the dung eater. Okay. You see a lot of dung eater talk?
Well, no, I've just seen a meme.
You fucking dung eater. Oh, there's memes for days.
All right, where's the super chats? Let's get going with the super chats, because we've got to get out of here.
The super chats are working, and the only way is if someone donates money.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it. Shit, I forgot the rhyme. And I fucked that up.
Wow, you can fuck up everything.
Wait a minute. Why didn't that restart?
I don't know.
I have to let it go all the way through? What the fuck kind of system is this?
That's, yeah.
It pauses?
There's got to be a way to make it so it resets it every time on Steam Deck.
Who would want a Steam Deck that paused in the middle?
I don't know. Maybe there's a way to make it. Let's see. Action, play, stop. So can you make it action?
Stop usually goes back to the play/restart.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, it gives you more options.
Who would want that?
You have more options every time.
I didn't think of a rhyme. I'm going to think of one on the fly.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do it.
All right. Oh, yeah. Biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe from
I'm not helping you out.
Stealing bikes.
Yeah. I don't even remember last week's
Luke's
problems.
Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Yeah.
From spoiler alerts to
something that hurts.
Something that hurts. I'm your host, Dick Masterson. Joining me as always,
fucking problems,
Vito Giswaldi.
I always forget. We do so many great problems on this show.
Speaking of which, sounds great today, by the way. I worked on it for a while.
Yeah,
you really
mixed it.
So if it sounds bad to you, fuck you. The winner of last week's Media Consolidation.
Media Consolidation.
Yeah.
And Boom. Spoiler Frustration. See how easy that was?
Boom.
Boom.
It's me.
Yeah, you're the winner.
Boom. Pow. Wah. Boom, right over here.
Yeah,
consolidate your media on these nuts.
Yeah.
Vito.
Well, the media is becoming consolidated. Though we'll see. Media's falling apart. Netflix is falling apart.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because they got too woke, man.
Yeah, man. Those boycotts are really, it's too woke.
Conservatives, their house, car's not working. Fucking too woke. That's why.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
my
what
gas.
What I want to tell people is I'm like,
Chevron's been too woke, and now my car doesn't work because the gas
is. The show's just fucking
woke
suck,
additives.
And nobody wants to watch them.
Well, also,
woke.
All the other companies are pulling their IP back.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
HBO Max and, you know.
Yeah, Netflix doesn't have any access to all the Marvel shit anymore.
Real reasons.
Yeah, right.
Business reasons.
No, Dick, they got woke. And
they got woke because they put black elves
in the thing.
That wasn't Netflix. Well, you know, it's all the same to me.
Yeah. It also has to do with the fact that they pulled out of Russia and lost, wasn't it, like, 10% of their subscription base.
I broke my ankle because you've been being so woke.
Yeah, stop woken it up.
Go woke, go broke.
Go woke, get broke.
I'm tired of that shit. We're just going to see
it forever. The U.S. military's gone pretty woke. Are they going broke anytime soon?
They're doing pretty good.
They're doing good, right?
They're taking all the
getting
money.
Getting more money.
What came in second, Dick?
Living in the ghetto.
Living in the ghetto. Should have been number one. True problem.
People probably voted you down.
I think rich white people who have never experienced the horrors of the ghetto, as I have, as a, what do you call it, from the streets type individual as I am.
That's called a softball. When you say, as I have, what do you call me?
Yeah. As a true blue American, I've experienced the horror of the street.
So what are you saying, that white people voted this problem down?
Yeah, because they don't understand what it's like for us ghetto boys, as they call us.
You call yourself the ghetto boys?
We did when we were in the ghetto.
The GBs?
I didn't get to. I forgot to tell my great ghetto story, though.
Tell it.
Here's a great example of living in the ghetto.
Okay.
I was living with a bunch of, you know, we're a bunch of white kids, ain't got money.
A bunch of gay men.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All living in a shitty ghetto apartment. And we go,
shoo.
You know what would be fun? We just kind of moved to this LA area. Why don't we go on like a fun driving around adventure? But the driveway to the house was only one car wide. And for some reason, somebody would always, you know, there was like a parking lot in the back, but there's only room for one car. Yeah. And somebody would always be like, well, I'll just park here. And we're like, well, don't park there because then we can't get out.
Yeah.
So, of course, somebody's parked there. So we very gently, you know, kind of honk the horn like, hey, whoever's inside, you know, your car's here.
Right.
Could you come out and move it?
Yeah.
They come out. They're fighting. Yeah. I mean, it was a gentleman of color. I don't know. They go
irrelevant
through.
Irrelevant.
They go, well, they have certain struggles.
You could have just described the car.
I'm just saying.
He was driving a Pontiac.
I understand.
No comments are necessary about his race because that's irrelevant.
Well, I'm just saying maybe it informed his particular.
Big dice in the mirror.
He might have experienced some sort of institutionalized racism that led him to react negatively, because he was also yelling with his girlfriend. They were having some sort of fight, and he was going, why do you make me do this, bitch? Why do you make me do this? As he took a hammer and smashed in every window of his own car.
Really?
And we just slowly backed up, and we went, I don't think we're going on an adventure today. Just imagine
Wait a minute. You guys were trying to pull out of your driveway?
Yeah, we're trying to leave the driveway. His car is like blocking us.
Okay.
And he goes to his own car and smashes in every window.
Why do you make me do this?
And we just slowly back up and we're like, let's just go back inside. They're clearly going through something.
Did he smash the windshield too?
Yes. The windshield, all the side windows. And then like a week later, he's talking to my buddy and he goes, man, windows are expensive.
Why was someone talking to him?
He's like, do you know how much it costs to get all that glass replaced? We're like, well, maybe don't smash it in with a hammer because you're having an argument with, you know, your girlfriend or whatever.
Just get window insurance.
Yeah.
Do you have drywall insurance?
I should.
I do. I love putting holes in drywall.
Do they actually have drywall
insurance?
Sign of a
fight?
Yeah.
I just start punching holes in drywall. And I scream, this doesn't count as domestic abuse because I'm hitting the wall.
Right.
And I scream it so the neighbors hear it, so they're not confused.
Domestic abuse is in the news.
What happened to the guy?
Oh, I don't know.
What happened to his wife?
I don't know. They all just ended up getting arrested at some point. The cops were always pulling people out of there for like the stupidest reason. Yeah.
Cold and gray Chicago morning, man bashes his windows out with a hammer because his wife made him do it.
At least our upstairs neighbors were coke dealers.
Then one day a man gets a hammer.
Yeah, gets a hammer in the ghetto. Yeah, man.
She fucks his best friend.
I have a lot of ghettos. It's just a terrible place to be. So anyone who says the ghetto's a good place and that it's a myth invented by Whitey, I've lived through it, my friends. It's real.
Yeah. Do people in real life say that?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
I think there are progressive activists who seem to think that everything is like a weird institutional lie. And that you go to the ghetto and it's just the land of milk and honey.
It's Sesame Street.
No, dude, it's
you got a guy that counts shit over there.
Yeah.
There's this dude that lives in like a trash portal to another universe.
Yeah. Everybody's teaching each other math equations for fun.
You got to watch out for Grover. He'll come up and fuck up your math.
Yeah. Oh, Grover. Stop throwing numbers in there.
Okay. Roadside death shrines.
Yeah. Number three.
And spoiler Nazis. Roadside death shrines. This ad sense says, hey, Dick and Vito, there's a pro to roadside death shrines you missed. Say you get a little too drunk the night before and made a pass at your wife's sister. Free flowers. What do you think about that?
That was in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. You remember that one?
Oh, no. I don't watch that show.
You got to watch it. You got to watch it. Mm. Larry keeps going. His friend's mother died. As a spoiler, Nazi, I'm going to spoil it for you. He keeps taking flowers from the gravesite. And he's like, he's never going to notice. And then he comes over and he's like, where'd you get those fucking flowers? It's like a whole fucking thing. Good episode. Yeah. Solid episode.
Benjamin Swearingen said, I knew a guy in college who got into an accident, not his fault, and watched the passenger die when he went to retrieve her from the flipped car.
Yeah.
He had to pass her memorial on the way to and from campus for 2 years while he was attending school.
That's got to feel good.
Right?
Yeah, aren't memorials like you're supposed? Why do you put them in a
keep
place you're going to see them all the time? Well, that's why
keep
we made
it in the bedroom.
Why do you think cemeteries have fences? It's so you know you keep the sadness locked away from the rest of us.
So you can keep furries from raping the bodies.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
Reese Mars. Let's see. Tim Johnson says that little bit you said about the Nick Cage movie has made me less excited to see it. That short sentence was enough to kill what little hype I had for a fun movie. Vote down spoiler Nazis.
I think the importance of the spoiler Nazi thing is...
Yeah.
Yes, if you spoil like a brand new thing,
right?
I understand that. But if you're spoiling like old media or like a tiny piece of media, like somebody brought up their friend, got mad because he's like, oh yeah, that new video game, they have you can pause the game now in the middle of it. And he goes, how could you spoil that for me? And he's like, it's just a pause menu. I'm sorry. I got a couple of things here. Ryan Harville said, Roadside Death Signs, you have officially surpassed the title of Edgelord and graduated to Caddy Sixth Grader. Good work, Dick. Love you,
what?
Vigo.
What the fuck?
He's saying you're an Edgelord
comments?
For picking on... What? You bring in comments shitting on me?
Anti-me?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You bring in comments shitting on me all the time.
So?
So I get to, now I get to turn it around.
I don't see how that's warranted.
What?
I'm just pulling comments.
Yeah, and I'm
happened
also
happened to shit on you. That's not my fault.
Okay, I didn't pull just comments that shit on you.
You bragged
I had
about
comments.
It being the first one and it being negative to me. How far did you have to scour to find one that was negative
not
toward
that,
me?
That one was voted to like the top. Everybody was in agreement that something's wrong with you.
You just pull in shitty. Okay, what's the next one?
The rest of them aren't about you. I'm sorry. Our fan said, I was on board with the spoiler Nazi problem, and then I found myself upset they spoiled Attack on Titan, which was you, and I told you not to do that.
Fuck you.
Like, two people said don't spoil. Again, you're spoiling a thing that's, like, recent and
well,
new.
They should have paid money to cancel that guy out.
All right. The graduation liked last episode. He says, what is this, actual problems and not culture war shit? Fuck you. Culture war shit is important. And J-Man1992 says, Dick and Vito are right. I'm going to start trashing any roadside memorial I see more than once.
Well,
what are the cops going to do? Write paperwork about it? You got a good point. The cops don't give a shit. Can the cops arrest you for fucking... They can't.
Kicking over flowers?
Yeah,
no.
They're on the street. Do whatever you want.
It's trash.
Yeah, it's literally...
Actually, them. They should get a ticket for putting it out there.
So there's free shit for you to take. Maybe if they leave something cool out there, take it. Take the flowers.
Like a Neo Geo?
Yeah, if there was... if I saw a roadside memorial and it's like, here's all the video games.
A brand new in-the-box Neo Geo?
My friend...
Did you steal that from a grave?
Recently committed suicide, and it, you know, it's tragic.
Wow.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, would it be weird if I...
I'm looking for the ba-dum-bum thing.
Wah, wah.
Like, I don't have any of those.
You don't have the sad horn from, what do you call it? Price is Right. Wah, wah.
I do somewhere.
Anyway, I was thinking, I'm like, is it weird if I reach out to her family and go, listen, if you're going to throw out her video games or anything, you know, let me know. I'd
her,
love,
what did she have?
I'd
cooking
love to
mama?
Have them as a, nah, she had good, she had a PlayStation and all that stuff. Yeah, can that be our official someone's died horn on the show? I was gonna send that. I was like,
bother her parents
no,
for a PlayStation.
I'm not gonna do it, but I'm like,
but you had the thought
I
clearly.
Didn't have the thought, yeah, because I'm worried they're gonna just throw it all out. She had, you know, like a bunch of PS1 RPGs and shit.
She didn't have a will for her PlayStation.
I'm kind of hoping that she like thought ahead and she's like, I want to make sure Vito gets all my games. You know, it's like you and your fucking suicide $500 shirt or whatever. What is it? The death
five
shirt.
Grand.
$5,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
She should have maxed out her credit cards and bought me some shit.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Offing herself.
I don't know why people who are doing suicide don't max out all their credit cards.
Yeah, and give it to their families or some shit. How would they? The legal tussle to get it back would be.
There would be none.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, have fun. Soon and deadly.
repo all my gift cards that I repo the Bitcoin that I spent through Tornado Cash.
Yeah.
My uncle's going in for heart surgery, and he bought a brand new Harley before he went under.
Yeah.
And then he
just for funsies.
He woke up because there was a big chance he wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
And he got out of it. And his wife was like crying, so happy to see you. He's like, oh, by the way, he talked like fucking the coach from Major League. He's like,
yeah.
By the way,
I bought him the Harley before I went under. I bought that Harley.
It's like a reward for surviving for me.
Yeah, she's like, well, can you send him? No, you can't send it. I bought it the number of days that you could not send it back.
That's cool.
What's a new Harley cost?
I think that was like 40 grand.
Yeah,
or
I was
going to
say 30, 50.
It was a while ago. I don't know. Okay.
Well, Dick, as the winner, why don't you lead us in here?
Seed oil disrespectors.
Seed oil disrespectors, Dick.
Have you seen these guys? You familiar with these guys?
No, I'm not.
Seed oil disrespectors?
I'm still not sure what seed oils are.
Well, it's oil that anything could be a seed oil. You, me, seeds.
No.
Oil.
But seed oil is oil that comes from seeds. Like what? But it's sunflower.
Rape seeds or something. Okay. Sunflower
rape
seeds.
Seed. I don't know why we have a rape seed.
Canola.
Canola is.
Why do we have a Uranus?
Is a canola a seed?
I don't know.
It's like a flower, right? I don't know.
Unlike.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know? You brought in rape
it's
seed.
It's the seed oil disrespectors that.
Okay. That's what you have a problem with.
Because they. I saw some woman post on Twitter, post on the internet.
They
should, the
reason, shouldn't be allowed to do that.
They should not be allowed. Agreed.
Yeah.
But see, if I say women posting online is, quote, free speech,
yeah,
everyone will think I'm saying it's a good thing.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's what it is. I disavow it, totally. I don't want it to exist. I don't want it to happen.
Right.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's free speech. Women talking on the internet. Or anywhere
else. It's a sad reality.
Right?
Right.
But what, I'm the bad guy because I say it's free speech? Right?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Anyway. That's what it is.
Go on.
Seed oil. I saw a woman say that before seed oils happened and people are ingesting seed oils left and right.
Okay, prior to the...
Prior to seed oils.
Seed oils considered artificial then?
Because, I don't know.
Okay.
You could go in the sun all day and you don't need any... kind of sunscreen, like the
seed oils
in your body. Yeah, and that old sailors like Moby Dick would spend all day out in the sun. They were perfectly fine.
Wasn't
but
Moby Dick the whale? You mean like Captain Ahab?
In the book Moby Dick.
Right, like in Moby Dick.
Popeye the Sailor Man would spend all day outside and it would be fine and they could be invincible to the sun because of seed oils.
Yeah.
And I said, hold on a moment. I know what you're saying is nuts because you're a lady, and I keyed on that immediately.
Yeah.
But what are you talking about, the seed oils? So I started poking around, and it's a whole meme culture that seed oils are killing us.
This is the poison.
Seed oils.
Seed oils.
So you got to go through whatever. I don't even know how to get rid of seed oils, right?
Well, I would need to know what a seed oil is. I'm going to look it up right
now.
It
comes from seeds.
Okay, but
unlike
like
traditional fats
food,
such as
I
olive
assume?
Oil, yeah. Coconut butter, ghee, and lard.
You don't know
and
ghee? That's clarified butter.
The fuck is clarified?
It's just like a special kind of butter.
Okay. Why do they say special? Okay.
They make it different, whatever.
Industrial seed oils are a recent addition to the human diet. The consumption of industrial seed oils, there's why they're bad. I went right to the source to figure out why, because they're all over the place.
It's
now.
Like every oil is a seed oil.
Represent an evolutionary mismatch, Vito.
Yeah.
Eating industrial seed oils raises our omega-6 fatty acid ratios with significant consequences for your health.
I thought omega-5 is good or whatever.
Who the fuck knows about any of this shit? Industrial seed oils are unstable and oxidize easily. You know how much we all hate it when our oils oxidize easily.
I hate that.
Right?
That's my greatest fear.
They contain harmful additives. Oh, well, shit. They contain additives, you say?
So is this is like when white women get upset about
look,
what do you call it? High fructose corn syrup.
That's bad though. I was just gonna say we've got actual
that one's
bad
an actual
things.
Problem.
We've got actual bad things.
Yeah.
Actual conspiracies that we know are bad that the government dumps money into, like high fructose corn syrup. We're all just paying to have it
Amen.
Poison us and make us fat. There's no reason to invent retarded
conspiracies about seed oils that are somehow making you vulnerable to the sun.
Yeah, but what if I want to go out in the sun all day and not wear sunblock?
You have to. You have to. If you want to go outside all day and not get skin cancer and burn, you have to wear sunblock. It's something that we invented so you could do this.
Or
put a shirt on.
I could avoid canola oil and then do whatever I want because I'll be like a god at that point.
Or you could avoid, I don't know, rapeseed oil. Yeah. I don't know how to, I don't like, look, it's like the, it's like when it was a real fun time to say that you need like a stool to shit on. Remember that? Remember when everyone was all about the squatty potty?
I have one of those.
Me too.
Do you use it?
No.
I use it sometimes.
I used it once and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? why am I bending? I'm sure all the shit is getting out of my ass if I have a squatty potty. If I'm sitting like this,
you can't
or sitting
disrespect
on the
squatty potty, Dick. Come on.
It's cockamamie and ridiculous.
When you sit on a toilet normally, it's a U in your colon or whatever. This forms a straight line, so you're just dumping it right out.
Oh, so when if my colon is not the right way, when I eject shit like a torpedo into the toilet, that's mostly liquid anyway because it's half wild turkey. Okay. There'll be some kind of a kink involved there that I need to plan for.
Yeah. Remember when I brought in the subject of hard shits that tear up your asshole?
So standing straight up.
That's why I have a squat.
Is that not good? I'm pretty sure I could shit like that. Well,
have you ever shit in the woods? Have you ever squat and taken a shit in the woods?
Have I shit in the woods?
Yeah. Yeah, you've shit. You can go to a fucking Burning Man and everything.
Well, that...
Do they have toilets there? Oh, whatever.
You can't just shit
anywhere
you
want. It's the desert. It's like a million miles.
I would. What you think Burning Man is? 80,000 people just shitting wherever they want?
In the desert. No. It would be fun.
That would not be
regardless,
fun.
It's the best shit you're ever going to take. It's just squatting in the middle of the woods, just dropping it out.
I shit in a plywood
toilet. That's all the Chinese do it. They're so smart. That's why they're taking over. I'm starting to think maybe the rapeseed people have a point. I mean, I don't want any more rapeseed.
If one of your goals in life is to not use sunblock, so you can just walk around outside like
that's
an asshole,
top concerns.
Getting ultraviolet, like
yeah.
The idea that a retarded conspiracy full of terms that I know people don't understand versus the sun that you could see. And hurts when you look at it and gets all over your skin.
Yeah.
That this is the problem and not the fucking sun.
But, Dick, we evolved under the sun. Why would the sun hurt us? Clearly, it's the oils.
Fucking
oils including corn oil, cottonseed oil, linseed oil, grapeseed oil, all terrible.
It freaks me out. I don't like to question what I'm doing what I'm doing wrong with my life.
Right.
I don't like it. That's why I drink so much. That's why I'm a very volatile. That's why I have a very mercurial temper.
Mm.
That's why I don't have a lot of friends. So when I see it being foisted upon me in the forms of memes and techno babble and scientific gobbledygook, it annoys me.
Have they reached the typical conspiracy theorist level of it causes all
being
cancers?
About Jews?
Well, yeah. There's two top levels. Either A, it causes cancer, or B, the Jews are responsible.
And guess who
usually
owns
both.
All the sunflowers?
Oh, my God! Did you know in the aftermath of World War II, as they were establishing Israel?
That's why they went to Israel.
Yeah, exactly. The cotton seeds are everywhere.
Well, they're,
the linseeds.
They're Zionist computer calculated that was the best place to grow seed oil.
Well, I would like to look into what Israel's major exports are. I would not be surprised to see palm kernel oil on there. I don't know.
It's 110% seed oils is Israel's exports.
Oh my God. It's all adding up.
All right, there you go.
What's problem, Dick. What a great problem.
Seed oil disrespecters.
Yeah.
Fucking stop. Just fucking stop.
Well, I don't know.
Please promote things that are actually bad. Don't make up bad shit.
Well, high fructose corn syrup's not bad.
Or just pretend to be witches.
It's just sugar oil. Or sugar, you know.
High fructose corn syrup is very bad.
We got to get rid of the corn somehow, Dick.
Just stop growing it.
Corn. No.
Stop growing the corn.
So many times I have restrained myself from bringing in corn as a problem, I might have to finally do it. But today I have a different problem. This is a problem that was inspired by a video I saw.
All right.
And I took the time to bring in a clip so everyone knows what I'm talking about. Now, let me be clear. This may contain triggering language. Okay. I forget exactly what the disclaimer they had on there was, but just be aware.
All right. Here we go.
Go to the beginning. There you go.
Please.
Please.
All right.
We won't be dropping a review of Viticulture World yet, and this video is designed to explain a little bit about the
That
wife.
Wasn't even a beginning. I'm Can you pause it?
Because it's quite...
I'm going to leave this Uh-oh. In. So this is a review...
Is she crying already?
This is a review of a board game. I did edit this up because it was... Oh. It's literally a 25-minute video. This is a review of a board game about making wine. Okay, now you can hit play.
A board game of making wine.
It's a board game about having a vineyard.
Hobo-opoly?
Yeah. But no, making wine like in ancient times and setting up a winery and whatever else and getting the grapes from overseas. It's a historical board game about winemaking.
And the women involved have a problem
These
with something?
These two women have a problem with this.
And they're crying about
Hold
it?
Hold on. Well, we're going to see.
How would you, is there anything, why does this woman look like a female W.C. Fields?
she's clearly emotional.
Has had wine several seconds ago.
Had a couple drinks before getting into this.
Okay.
Hit play.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Oh. You've cut it, so it's all
the way that it works is there's personality cards featured. The classic kind of warrior, the conquistador. These were two of the worst people who almost single-handedly were responsible for the almost eradication, pretty much, of the Aztec Empire and the Incas, like genocide.
Those guys were very bad.
Oh, yeah, that kind of happened, but it's no big deal. And it's like, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a huge deal.
Did you put that fart sound in?
No, that's literally, yeah, that one sound at the end where she's squeaking.
Let me hear that again.
It sounds like she's rubbing two balloons together. How did that come out of a human
it's
being?
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a huge deal.
We got to isolate that. We might need a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
A big deal.
Well, Dick, my problem this week, maybe this is a softball, is women's tears, Dick.
Oh, women's
tears. The tears of women. Now, okay. I want to explain what's happened here. This is a board game, again, about making wine. In the game, there are different...
It's a board game about whining.
About why? Yeah, well, they're whining. You think they would enjoy it more since they're so good at it. In the game are various cards featuring famous personalities. Two of the cards represent famous Spanish conquistadors who went and, took over the Mayans or the Incans or whatever. They're saying genocide. I don't know exactly what they did.
I mean...
But, they did it to get grapes and bring them back to Spain or set up whatever. Yeah, it's a historical board game.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the guys who made the game even knew it was going to be controversial, and they included a little card in the game that says... This game is not an endorsement of any... Well, they should have just said, blow me.
Yeah.
But it says, this game is not an endorsement of any of the personalities contained within. We're just trying to be historically accurate with our game about the history of wine.
Why the fuck would you need to include that?
Well, it didn't work, because these bitches are crying, and now, because of
they
this video...
They bought the game, though.
Well, I think they got sent a copy for review.
Couldn't they just throw those cards away?
Yes! Or, scribble over the games of the guys. Instead, they made a 25-minute video crying about it, and now the game is getting dogpiled. It's getting one-star ratings into oblivion. The maker of the game has apologized and says, we will get rid of those cards. We're going to replace them.
With what?
With, I don't know.
Santa Claus?
They're making... No, they actually made it. It's like a Spanish lady they just invented. They're like,
it just came
it's
over.
It's a lady now, and she's not bad. She just loves wine or whatever.
She's just drunk.
Here's the thing. If a guy made this, it would be like, yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit?
How many drunk driving deaths does wine cause every year? These fucking broads celebrating their sick, demented wine culture.
Women's wine obsession is another problem we could bring in sometime. It's just
not me.
Yeah, well, I guess not. The thing is, normally the needle would not move. You might have a couple people go, oh, you know, that's a little offensive, but who cares? But the second a woman starts crying, it moves mountains.
Oh, yeah.
It changes the entire course of human history.
Yeah.
It's no, there's no like comments in there like, well, is it really that offensive? If it's all, yeah, oh my yeah. God, you have shared your story. And I cannot believe these insensitive, horrible men would include these violent colonizers in this historical game.
Because women are crying.
Because women are crying. And we see it all the time. We're seeing it right now with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I'm seeing all these tweets where they go, see how Amber is crying on the stand? That means she's innocent. I'm like, no, that means she knows she's caught. She knows she has nothing to stand. It means nothing.
It means nothing.
Women just cry all the time anyway. Mostly, I think, though, they know it's emotional manipulation. They know somebody sees me crying, they're going to run. This is why so many black men were lynched back in the day.
Because of women.
Because one white lady starts crying, and they go, I don't know what's wrong, but we got to kill some black people.
This black guy. You can't do that.
Yeah. That was what would happen.
Kill this guy because she's crying. Really?
Yeah. You want her to cry more?
What if your wife was doing it? Well, okay.
So often.
That.
Well, all reason goes out the window. It's like the mere existence of a woman crying turns like everybody's brains into mush where they go, oh my God, we got to help this lady. It doesn't matter that she's insane and crazy and saying crazy things because she's crying. And I don't know, like, do we instinctively have to protect them like a crying infant?
I feel like
a wailing child.
I feel like the destruction of the family is what has caused this. Like, you know, there's more and more single moms, right? The family is becoming, the family is being driven to extinction by LGBT policies and Disney and stuff like that.
We're destroying families with gay cartoons.
Yes. But you know, families are on the decline, and because of that, not enough men have daily experience with women crying.
Right.
Right.
It used to be back in the day, you would go, yeah, women are hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're crying?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
Oh, she's crying all the time? We have a facility you can send her to because she's insane.
And they'll zap her brain.
Zap her brain or just cut it out.
And no one will. No one will really complain about it that much either.
Right.
Like, you'll hear about, like, so-and-so's aunt or grandma was, but nobody really said, whoops. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
there was a point in time where we just went, yeah, women are fucking nuts.
Because they're just fucking, they won't stop with this, that. Like, you know, at this point.
And at a certain point, we had a procedure. You get a little hook through the nose, cut a couple tendons, and what do you know? This bitch shuts the fuck up.
Talk about tendons.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even, the synapse is more correct. Yeah, you might have a point in that.
I think that's it.
I think there are a lot of young men who have not been in relationships.
And then they see, like, Marvel movies, and they're like, well, Mary Jane only cried when it was real important.
When it was real important, so that must mean.
That must mean.
They don't just cry all the time. It's only when something is truly, like, this board game must truly be
this is like when
the
Peter
most
Parker
damaging
died.
Thing in the world.
There needs to be more realistic body sizes in movies.
Yeah.
Like, every woman should be
fat,
300 pounds minimum in movies. And they should behave, there needs to be more realistic behavior where they're crying at least 20 times.
Yeah.
In every movie.
And we need to show Spider-Man flippantly telling that bitch, like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And it's not important.
And Spider-Man should cheat on all of his girlfriends. Right. Like, be like, well, whatever. I don't fucking care. Fuck you.
I mean, if we're trying to fix families, I think our realistic superhero depiction of,
I want everyone to go out of movies and go like, huh, that kind of sucked. That made me feel bad about. Well, I want women to go out of movies and go like, that makes me feel bad about myself. And my guy's like, that was awesome. Remember when Spider-Man fucked that chick? That chick? They didn't even say what her name was.
Yeah, remember when Jane called him as he was fucking that other chick? And he's like, no, I'm not doing anything.
And he
fucking crazy.
And then there was a text in his phone. He left his phone face up during dinner, and there was a text, and she looked, and he used his spider powers. He could feel that she was looking at his upright phone, and his spidey senses started tingling, and he just, without even looking, he flinged his spider web, and it flipped his phone over and stuck the face to the table, and she couldn't even pull it up.
I want a whole movie of Spider-Man gaslighting Mary Jane, thinking she's fucking crazy.
The amazing cheating Spider-Man.
Yeah. She goes, wait, are you cheating on me with another woman? No, you're fucking nuts.
Are you cheating on me?
I'm going to go swing around the city. Shut the fuck up. And then he goes and he fucks some lady.
That's not how you gaslight, Vito.
No, you gaslight by telling
them. You gotta go in like, I can't, I'm so glad you asked me that.
No, you can angry gaslight.
Okay. You do what works for you.
The importance is convincing the woman that she's nuts. And you can do that forcefully. Now, this is interesting, Dick. I actually found a study on women's tears. So this is a potentially scientific issue. Okay. Tears shed by women contain chemical signals that decrease sexual arousal and testosterone levels in men.
I've heard this study before.
Have you?
Yeah.
This was discovered by Noam Sobel, a cognitive neuroscientist in Israel. We'll just move on from that. In the study, women...
Oh, really?
Shut up. Shut the fuck
so
up.
So Israel...
Yeah.
Israel's churning out science.
They're weaponizing women's tears technology. They're going to find a way to put this shit in a bomb and take over the whole world.
Yeah, it's called Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's working. They took women's
tears. It's called the Lifetime.
They forced women to cry. I don't know what they did. Hopefully they poked them with something sharp.
Nothing.
They just looked at them funny.
They just had them there. Yeah.
They went, you're really going to wear that in the interview room? And they're like, what? Something wrong with it?
The scientists, they got 9 women together. They went in there, and one of them, they said, you look great, and then left. And 10 seconds later, it was...
All the other ones started crying. Well, men who sniffed tears of women found pictures of women's faces to be less sexually attractive later on. So a woman starts crying... Maybe you as a man become upset because you're no longer sexually aroused by her.
And you're angry at her.
I need to fix this and get her to stop crying so I can have sex with her. Also, again, reduces levels of testosterone. It makes you less manly. You become a sympathetic wuss. You see a lady crying.
So all these people, the seed oil disrespectors and the people who are like anti-BPA plastics.
Yeah.
Which shrink your dick and stuff.
Sure.
They should be equally as upset about women crying.
Right. Because it's got real-world consequences.
I agree.
Point is, Dick, if you see a woman crying, she's probably wrong. Oh, so just ignore her.
Probably.
Probably. Most definitely. Just stop. Can we not make decisions based solely on one woman crying? All right?
Don't even... It's not a factor.
At all. Yeah.
At all.
It's not a good... I mean, I was looking at, like, comparisons of, like, well, if two men have a debate, you know, we can both have ideas and, you know, whatever. If a man and a woman has a debate, all the woman has to do is start crying and the man automatically loses in the eyes of the public.
Yeah.
You know, they go, oh, he was undermining me and gaslighting me and, oh, my God. And you're like, see, that is not how we arrive at the truth.
Yeah.
Through the flirt, crazy emotions of women.
You are, and as a woman, you...
As a woman, I denounce. My tears should not move you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Women's tears, Dick, are a problem. And
I wish I could just cry whenever I wanted to get something.
Yeah.
Like if a cop gave me a ticket and he comes up...
That works sometimes, too.
Oh, officer! I just really wanted to get home! I live right up the street.
My kid was at soccer practice. I picked him up late, and he was scared and cold. And shut the fuck up.
How many drinks have you had tonight, sir?
Too many. Are you under the influence of any drugs?
Just marijuana, and cocaine, and fentanyl. This is horrible.
All right,
this is horrible. Okay, yes. My turn.
Well, that's what women's tears are like. We're giving the audience a firsthand account.
Yeah. If you don't know what women's tears are like, good for you. Don't ever.
And if you're still swayed by them, knock it off.
Knock it off. Here's my problem. Fake mobile game ads.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I'm going to get that treasure from that lava, but first I got to pull this stick to drop the water.
And they're always doing it wrong. Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, they do always do it wrong.
I feel like Dora the Explorer. Like, Swiper, don't do it like that. Don't do it like that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? But that's fucking insane.
They
do that
because they want you to install it and then like
but it's,
do
then
it
it's
right.
Not the game.
Right.
It's not the game.
No, it's not.
I have seen that zombie ball rolling at you and those things that those guys are setting up.
Yeah.
I have downloaded that game probably 3 times and every time I'm like, this isn't the fucking...
This is not nearly
nowhere in this
cool.
game. I played Age of Zombies. I played it for like 3 hours.
I'm
like,
okay,
well...
Is like build a civilization or whatever?
Well, not really. Like you just click on buildings.
Half these games are just upgrading your building. Right.
Well, yeah, until you run out of stuff, and then it's like, pay $2 to get an extra upgrade. I'm like, I don't want extra upgrade. I want to do the math game that was on Instagram.
Yeah, it looks fun.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I want to do the time. Oh, what's more? Divided by 2 or minus 2? Like, oh, yeah, that looks like a great game.
Yeah, where the times army guys 10? Are running, and you got to send them through the right door, so you multiply how many there are, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, the arrows and...
Why are you going through the minus 10? There's a times 2 right there. Why would you go through the minus 10?
The worst part is that sometimes they are fun. Like, I've played those arrow games, but then it's like you get to play the game for 2 seconds.
Wait a minute. Where is that actual game?
You've never played the, like, actual... They have...
I've downloaded all the fun-looking games, yeah. And it's always dog shit. It's always some dog shit tower defense game with a bunch of Skinner box... Credit card, microtransaction, horse shit on the back end. It's never the math game. All I want is word munchers.
Yeah, you just want to send the guys through the door that multiplies.
Fucking do math.
Well,
I just want exactly what's on the ad.
Yeah.
Why is...
I've
It's so
accidentally...
It's so deceptive.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere close.
Well, also trying to figure out which game is the actual one and which one is the shitty clone that spams you with ads every 2 seconds. Well, you're like, wait. So there is somewhere that arrow game is real, but then there's like 100 clones where it's not real. And you're like, which one's the right one? It doesn't tell you.
Okay, so there's the ones that trick me, and they are fun, like the math ones.
Ryan.
Right? There's the dragging and drop ones to get the treasure and not get it into the lava. Right?
I saw some company advertise. They're like, we actually made the drag and drop lava game.
And now I don't believe you.
Yeah, but it was bullshit.
I don't believe you.
It was shit.
I knew it. Thank you. I almost, because I saw those guys, they changed their ads and they put a real person going, look, this is actually the game.
Yeah.
You drag it and don't get the Minotaur. And I'm like, really? I don't believe you.
Did you know there was a lawsuit recently, or some, like, terms of service, maybe, where they're just like, you can't do that. You have to stop advertising a completely different game to trick
people. Should just be executed. I don't...
Yeah, probably. Like,
stop this instantly.
I think just mobile game ads in general are a great problem, because they're, like, so weirdly...
But they're all lies.
Yeah, they're all lies. All the ones that's like, look, you're a level 1 boss, but then you're like become the level 99 crime boss.
I was just going to get into that.
Yeah.
So there's the ones I hate because they look like fun.
Yeah.
And they don't exist.
Right? Yeah.
There was the ones that are frustrating just because they do them badly, like the treasure.
Right.
Which annoys me. It's like, well, why didn't you just do it the right way? Song that I just saw.
Right.
And then there are the mafia ones, which are like... Not even possibly a game.
Right.
What do you mean? save the mafia boss?
Yeah, you got
two options.
It's like save the girl
or don't.
And they click save the girl and it's like, and now she has a machine gun and you're fighting zombies. And you're like, what the fuck is this game?
How is this a game?
Is this fun?
I know this can't be a game. Now I'm annoyed that you thought I would, like, who's, it makes me aware of people that I like to pretend don't exist.
Mm.
This is all of, I've never had a good interaction with a game ad, with a fake game ad, and I love advertisements.
Yeah, you just love them.
Remember toy ads when we were kids?
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, man. You get halfway through toy ad and they change it up on you. And then here comes Night Strike Batman with his glow-in-the-dark submarine.
What the
fuck?
It's
like, whoa! Shit!
Yeah.
I was already in, man! I was already in!
It's funny, I was at the... Thrift.
And all of it was real toys.
Yeah.
Real toys that kids were playing with, a little bit different, whatever, for production.
All of those ads have stuck in my brain forever. Because the other day I was at the thrift store and I saw, do you remember the board game The Grape Escape, where you made like little Play-Doh grape people?
That's the way you're going when you play The Grape Escape. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw one. I'm like, shit, I fucking remember that. I almost bought it. I was like, do I actually want to play grape? And then I'm like, it's probably for like 4-year-olds.
How about Loop and Louie?
Was that the one where the boogers or whatever?
No.
There was
Loop
one
and Louie was flying around the farm, throwing kicking chickens off the barn.
Oh, okay.
Off your barn.
I remember Mr. Bucket, but I always got
Mr.
the song
Mr. Bucket,
wrong.
The balls come out of my mouth, Mr.
Yeah.
Bucket.
I always thought
I
it
always
was
go rolling about, Mr. Bucket.
Mr. That's Bucket, put Mr. your Bucket. Balls in my mouth.
Yeah.
Mr. Bucket, balls are what I'm about.
Buckets
I guess
fun.
Those are not the correct lyrics. Oh, Mr. Bucket.
These kids are going to grow
your
up.
In my mouth.
And they're not going to have any fond memories of.
There's no jingles.
Fake mobile ads. Yeah. It's dog shit.
It's not fun.
It's dog shit, and it's half of gaming revenue.
These
mobile games.
These ads are lying to kids and just teaching them disappointment. Because you know what? It is probably preying on dumb kids. You go, I want to play a game where...
I just said I downloaded it three times.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a dumb kid too, but... I mean, I think I've downloaded a couple of them. I always was trying the ones where it's like, there's, you know, little squares and you have to hit the square like 100 times to make it go away. So you bounce the ball like Arkanoid or Breakout or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Arkanoid?
Arkanoid was one version of Breakout. Arkanoid was the good one. Arkanoid was the one where your paddle could get lasers.
Look, it's only going to become a worse of a problem.
Mm.
Okay? Because gaming is the future.
I agree with
that. Nobody in America is worth anything.
Yeah.
To work for a job or anything. It's just games. Games, making games of upgrading your city, playing shitty tower defense.
That's why I'm excited for the play-to-earn economy, where by playing video games, you get money.
That sounds like literal hell.
Nope, that's what's happening. They're going to do it.
Vito.
They're going to do
but
it.
I know, but it sounds like...
I'm going to get rich. No, it's going to be impossible to make any money playing those fucking
things.
There
will not be money. There will be no...
It's going to be like
a
fun
concept of money to you, but money will not exist.
Every time you play Halo, you get a dollar. That's pretty fun.
Of what?
A dollar of fun bucks to spend at the fucking wafer, nutrition wafer depot. To get your protein block for the day.
I think fake game ads are worse than the Holocaust.
Well, that's bold stance.
Okay, what would you rather see? That dumpster video picture with the bodies or another fake game? God, Jesus. I already seen this one.
I don't think that's a fair comparison of... All right.
It's the worst problem in the universe, the fake game ads. It's the worst. Nowhere else. You think like a pizza commercial? There's somebody... Like, bites into a pizza,
yeah.
And then he travels through time. Right?
That would be great.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Our pizza will send you through backwards in time. And then he's like, find himself as a kid. He's like, you got to invest in Yahoo.
Right.
And
glad I got the double crust.
And then he goes back to normal time, and he's like, all rich. Pizza Hut. Like, that's not allowed.
Yeah, false advertising is not good. Especially, yeah,
Bud Light. Drink Bud Light, and then it's like a shot of his dick, and it goes like, dick's like, oh my god, it's like 16 inches long. And his wife comes up, she's like, your dick is way too big. You're never fucking me again. He goes, like that, right?
Yeah, but all the commercials were like, you're gonna hang out with these swimsuit models and Spuds McKenzie.
That's true.
That was true.
Yeah,
it's always been false advertising.
All right,
I understand the annoyance, though. It's not
an annoyance. It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's tricking people.
Like an annoyance.
And then people get hooked on these dumb games. They're fucking dumb.
Yeah, most mobile games are very bad.
They're like they're addictive.
Do you play any mobile games?
No, I don't play any games.
That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
You play some video games.
What do I play?
You own a console.
Just for looks. Accuse me of being a pedophile.
I know you played Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, that was a good game. That's the last good game. I think so. Portal 2.
Did you play Breath of the Wild?
No.
Zelda's gay.
I can't say it.
I can say it because, you know, I'm a gay man. I hear you. Mobile
Zelda's
games. Elaborate. Give me something.
You got to save the world from fucking Ganondorf.
Oh, yeah. It's way better to be a gay cowboy and fucking and sucking your way across the Wild
West. You have to make money.
I got to get back to Freeport because my horse and... Blah.
He's in love with the woman.
Yeah,
look, I got to make a buck.
That game is a waste of time.
I
got to
collect on debts for this fucking usurer in camp.
This fucking
megalomaniacal asshole.
Yeah, stupid conversations about cowboy life. How's that horse treating you, Buck? It's going
not well,
good.
To be honest.
Yeah, not well. It's the main
guy. Give me a game where you got to just make a buck.
Yeah.
All right? You got to save the world. Why?
That's called real
life.
All
of these guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
All the people I'm encountering in this world are assholes. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you admitted to playing video games, Dick. I've got a problem for you.
What?
You know, I love going to the movie theater, Dick.
Yeah.
I love a good movie, bag of corn, big old soda. But the problem is a certain genre of movie has disappeared from the American movie theater.
What's that?
And that genre is comedy.
Oh.
Dick, my problem is the death of the comedy movie. What has happened? I remember growing up, we had great comedies. You'd go to the theater to see all the classics. I mean, obviously, you go back to the good, you know, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
Nope, not that one. incorrect. You know, I remember, you know, more my, you know, teen. I think, I don't forget how old I was, but Superbad came out, and you had Will Ferrell had a bunch of good ones. Adam Sandler, of course.
Sure. Sure.
Happy Madison Productions with Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore. Somebody get fucked. Somebody was mad because I said Shooter McGavin from Billy Madison. And they're like, he was in Happy Gilmore. I'm like, you knew what I fucking meant.
Everybody, yeah, but you got to get it right.
Everybody mixes those two movies up. I loved Chris Farley. I'm just naming movies now. Black Sheep.
You liked that's your Chris Farley movie go to?
What's the other one? Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy.
The good one.
They're both very similar, though.
Black Sheep sucks.
Black Sheep's okay. It's
too political.
It's no Tommy Boy.
Yeah, Tommy Boy has heart.
But what happened, Dick? What's the last comedy movie you saw in the theater?
In the theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say this.
Ant-Man 2?
Ant-Man. See, it's interesting.
Ant-Man 2.
Does Ant-Man qualify as a comedy?
Yeah.
It's a superhero movie, Dick.
Well, it's a comedy.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because we're going to get into that. Comedies are dead, Dick, and there's two major reasons I've found.
Okay.
Now, one of which is the globalization of Hollywood.
Okay.
Now, comedy doesn't transfer well across borders. So it's not like these stupid Marvel movies where you can just make it and send it to China and they go, yeah, I get it. You know, an American comedy is very steeped in American tropes and humor and whatever else. So a movie like Talladega Nights.
When you say they can't, who are you talking about?
The unwashed masses of the other
when
continents.
You said they can't make movies.
Oh, Hollywood. No.
Okay.
I don't know what sentence I was starting.
Me either.
I'm saying that. These studios now, they go, well, if we make a comedy, it's really only going to sell in America. If we make any sort of shitty action blockbuster, we can sell it in every fucking region and they'll just eat it up because they're morons.
Okay.
So you're immediately limiting your audience. So like Talladega Nights earned $148 million,
yeah,
but only $14 million overseas, that was 9%. Typically, movies now, do you know what percentage they make overseas of their budget, of their income or whatever you want to call it, profits? 60%.
Oh.
60% of all the profits are coming from overseas now.
So it's a half and half? Half from the U.S.?
A little bit more than half overseas.
Okay.
So yeah.
So half and half.
So why would you make a movie that only Americans are going to like?
You're going to miss out on half your profits.
Chinese people are going to go, what is NASCAR? I don't get it. What are these?
They wouldn't say it like
why
that.
Why are these
though?
White people complaining?
How would they say
about being 40-year-old virgins? That's totally normal in China or something. I don't know.
What do you?
Why is we can't do it? Randy's here. Randy, we're allowed to be anyway.
He's not Chinese.
Well, what is he?
How can you not tell?
He's some sort of Asian.
Sean thought he was Korean. Take a guess. You get three guesses here.
Filipino?
Oh my! Why? Why would you think he's a shitty Filipino? Well, you already said Chinese, so that's one.
He's not Japanese, is he?
You're just guessing. It's not a what? Is he?
I would have said Korean, but
well,
Chinese?
No, none of those.
What is he?
Japanese.
I said Japanese.
You know, you said he's not Japanese, is he?
That's
not
the fuck.
Why do you think he's not Japanese specifically?
I don't know.
Because you think Japanese is the best one and you don't want to...
I mean, he does apologize a lot. I guess I should have went with
enough.
Japanese. Yeah, he should apologize more. All right, well,
why do you think he's not Japanese?
I don't know. He's kind of got a rounder face. The Japanese are usually more angular, sharper features. Chinese are associated with more rounder features.
Oh.
This came from
look at his knees.
I've seen American...
They're not dirty.
They aren't dirty. That's true. No, there's an American document from like the 50s, like how to tell the Japanese and the Chinese apart.
Oh, wow.
And the Japanese...
I'm sure that's a
Japanese
compelling document.
...shuffle when they walk, and I've never seen, according to this manual, I don't see Randy as a shuffler.
You know, it's someone like you voted for the people who made that manual a reality back then.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Even shitty action movies like Warcraft will make huge movie money overseas. $433 million they made overseas. Or no, they made a total of $433 million from that
stupid Warcraft show?
Movie.
Arcane.
Only 10% of it was made in America. No, the original Warcraft movie, the one that came out in like 20.
Oh, that movie was dumb.
Yeah. Well, all these I could only find older stats. Well, one of our favorite people on this show is, of course, Seth Rogen, who is weighing in on this. And Seth Rogen says, well, Marvel movies are comedies. Thor Ragnarok is a comedy. Ant-Man is a comedy at its core.
Yeah, I do agree that Ragnarok is a comedy.
Well, that's the problem, is that you can only make comedies if they're now covered in this superhero paint job, because that's what sells overseas.
Yeah.
So you're stuck just making... How many superhero comedies can we make? Isn't that going to stop being funny at some point?
It's cyclical.
I hope so. The cycle should be over by now.
Yeah, it's gonna get back to like real
little thing, and then Spider-Man said like a little thing, and then Star-Lord, he's like, you know, oh, you can't just do that, Thor, and Thor goes, I'll do whatever I want, you know. Oh my god, it's so like, I'm done with it, right? It's kind of funny, but is that the only kind of comedy we're allowed to make anymore?
It's funny when most of the comedy comes from references in the movie referencing
older 80s comedies,
80s yeah. movies. Like, wait
it's
a minute,
true.
So how?
In Endgame,
this is not scalable.
Right.
You cannot have you can't have movies in 20 years
that are referencing Endgame and whatever. Remember an Endgame when
maybe it is, I guess, scalable.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I remember in Infinity War, Spider-Man, he's like, what do you think we should do? And he's like, have you ever seen this old movie called Aliens? And they blow the guy out an airlock or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
That's all it is. You ever see this thing? You remember that? Guardians of the Galaxy. You ever heard this song on my tape, man? And there's a Pac-Man. And
I hate when they do that in movies.
We're fucked. That's all it's going to be from now on.
How about in, what was it, Fast and the Furious 5?
Mm.
When they're listening to, when Ludacris joins the cast, right?
Yeah.
But in Fast and the Furious 1, they're listening to a Ludacris song at the barbecue.
Oh my.
So who played that song?
What is going on in the Fast and the Furious universe?
So in Fast and Furious 10, are they going to say, like, you know what? You look a lot like Ludacris, so we're going to...
It's just going to keep going on.
I think I'm right on that.
But even old comedies have become action films now. Like, Ghostbusters used to be... It wasn't really, like, an action movie. It had, like,
a
little
bit... starting
a
small business.
Yeah. It had a little bit of that, but mostly it was a comedy.
And disrespecting women.
Now, that new Ghostbusters movie, or the 2016 one, they're basically just making them into these action comedies.
Yeah.
You can't just get, like, a situation comedy.
The new Ghostbusters with the kids?
Yeah.
You know, one of these, maybe it'll take 40 years, but we're going to get a Ghostbusters sequel that's about men.
Yeah, like, that would be great.
They knew they fucked up with the women. They're like, all right, guys, we really fucked that up. You know what? We should have made it about kids.
You know what, though? I don't know if we will ever. Like, will Hollywood ever let us make
a
movie that doesn't have, like, a token female character for some reason?
Token female's fine.
But if she's one of the Ghostbusters, she's not a token at that point.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what? There, as long as she's big and burly,
sure.
You know, like a
she's
butch.
One of the guys.
Not a fat girl.
No.
Not one of the guys, but just a big butch. You know,
Ghostbuster lady,
bruiser, right?
Yeah,
like, look at me. Maybe I got a fucking enlarged clitoris or whatever. I'm a Ghostbuster.
You gotta write this pitch out. You gotta, all right, hold on. I got a character for you.
Hey,
there's a big butch lesbian Ghostbuster who talks
Venkman's
about the size,
like,
of her clitoris.
Hitting on a girl, and she comes over, like, yo, Peter, you gonna fucking suck my enlarged clitoris later? Lady runs away, and he's like, hey, why'd you do that?
Green light, sir. Green light,
lady.
Big clitoris Ghostbusters.
But don't you think that, like, they would never give us the satisfaction of having a men's Ghostbuster movie?
No, they won't.
So we were kids. We liked watching men be the Ghostbusters. The thing is, you know what? Now that they're adults, what we need to do is show them little children being
right. I'm trying to think, like, what is a male-dominated franchise where it's just guys doing guy stuff? And I can't.
Doing guy stuff?
I don't know.
That's called Pornhub.
Yeah, it's Pornhub.
That's the franchise you're talking about.
No, because then they're always just getting turned into women or some shit and getting bimbified. getting stuck in the dryer.
What the heck?
No, we were talking about that on a previous one.
We?
Yeah, I forget. Because you brought up, somebody brought up bimbo porn as like a fucking
letter. I
remember that. Anyway, the other obvious answer, Dick, is that we are in the era of, and I hate to say it, the wokeness is real.
Oh.
Todd Phillips, director of blockbuster comedies like Old School, Road Trip, and The Hangover Trilogy.
Yeah.
Is now had to move on to making fucking The Joker and shit. He said, you go try to be funny nowadays with this woke culture. I'll tell you why comedies don't work anymore, because all the funny guys are like, fuck this shit. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to argue with 30 million people on Twitter. So you just go, I'm out.
Yeah, but so fuck you then.
I do think that
argue with people. No, yeah. That's horse shit.
He should not be a pussy, and he should just do. But
you
I think
have enough
they
money
and
make movies that you like.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking pussy.
Well, I think now that he can
Joker
write,
Joker was great though.
Joker was great. I think now that he has made, because that movie made obscene amounts of money.
Yeah,
and he now has the Hollywood blank check, which is make whatever you want.
He can't make a Married with Children movie, no matter how much blank check he has.
I think he could probably get away.
You
with
think
that.
He could come and go? We're making a Married with Children movie.
If you make enough money for the studio, they want to suck your dick to get that Joker 2 out of you.
What do you know?
No, because that's what they did with what's his fucking name. That's what they did with who directed
Jizz, who?
Dark Knight.
Christopher Nolan?
Christopher Nolan. He made the deal. He said, look, I make you all the money on the Batman, and then you got to fund my stupid movie about guys riding planes around during World War II, like boats and shit,
yeah,
you know?
All that sucks.
Yeah, but he's still
so
allowed
all
to
that
make
guy's
it.
Movies. The Hangover sucked.
That's how they.
What was the other ones that guy did?
Road Trip.
Road Trip.
Road Trip was okay. And Old School. That's a solid little
it was
thing.
Okay.
They're all okay.
People ruined it though. They're like, oh.
People memed them into oblivion. See, the comedies we used to like, there weren't.
Your Highness. Now that's a funny movie.
There wasn't like meme culture to like destroy things by constantly referencing them. You know?
Yeah.
It used to be like Ghostbusters. Wow, that was a great film. But now imagine if Ghostbusters came out and for the next 10 years everybody was constantly posting references and memes and.
No,
quotes.
People would hate it. They would just hate it. They wouldn't get it.
Dude, oh, that Ghostbusters shit fucking sucks. It's what happened with Rick and Morty. Venkman
is like a, I mean, he's pursuing the love interest for the
unabashedly,
only to fuck her. Like he's making her very uncomfortable when she's vulnerable. Like all of his behavior is out.
Yes, he's very forceful.
Yeah. Anyway,
there's a lot of that. I remember I saw Blade Runner in the theater. They did a revival. You remember the part where Deckard kind of forces himself on that lady?
No.
There's a part
is
where
she's
a
robot.
Just, yeah. Oh. But she's basically like, "You need to leave now," and he's like, "Fuck you!" And he like forces her up against the wall and starts kissing her. Everybody in the audience is like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "No, that's the way it should be," because he knows what she wants.
That sounds like a good comedy. The rapist.
The rapist.
He's trying to rape anybody during the movie.
What was that Steve Martin movie?
He gets arrested like, and sent to prison, and he's like all pissed off. He's like, wait a minute, now I could really rape somebody, and he's always getting interrupted, you know?
I just see a comedy poster with a guy like shrugging and just in big red letters, "The Rapist," and it's just, I'm just that guy.
Sam Hyde in The Rapist.
We got to make a comedy someday. Someday we're going to figure out how to make it happen.
I want to shoot one on just my phone.
Yeah, well, you could. You absolutely can make. Did you ever hear about that Disneyland?
It's called The Day with No Women.
Yeah. Ooh. Somebody made that horror movie.
It's called, my movies that I'm making with my phone is called The Day with No Women.
Why is that a horror movie?
It's not a horror movie. It's just a movie. It's a comedy movie.
Oh, it's a comedy. I'm excited.
I mean, I guess. There's actually no genre for it.
Yeah.
Utopian
futuristic.
Paradise.
Yeah.
Fantasy genre.
Well, now you can gorilla shoot movies on your phone. I had a great idea, which I can't tell you because then I would spoil it. But there were some guys who went to Disneyland and they filmed a horror movie.
Really?
Set in Disneyland, and they just like filmed it all on their phones.
They just filmed me going around Disneyland with my girlfriend on this could be you.
When's the last time you went to Disneyland?
With my girlfriend on her birthday years ago. I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've never been. I want to go.
I wish someone at Disney would rape
someone.
Oh, now?
Yeah. I heard it sucks infinitely more than it used to.
Like Blood Diamonds, you remember when they did that? So you could say, well, I'm not participating in Diamonds because that's...
Because they are Blood Diamonds.
Blood Diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish Disneyland would have like some kind of Blood Disneyland.
I wish this boycott was real.
Yeah.
But instead the parks are all packed.
Okay. What are our problems?
Our problems are women's tears.
Women's tears?
The tears of women.
Tears of...
Just put women's tears.
Women's tears, though.
Crying women? What do you...
I mean, crying women is the problem. It's not the tears.
I think it is the tears.
It's the fucking tears?
Put women's tears.
It's the bones of their money?
It's my problem. I want to put it as
women's
that.
Women's tears.
Women's tears.
You got it. A trail of women's tears.
You have rephrased some of my problems before, and I think it has brought me less votes. So I'm gonna go with my gut here and say women's tears are the problem. Also... Okay. I don't know what you would call this one.
The death of comedy movies?
Death of comedy movies. I feel like I use death of.
Comedy erasure?
I also use erasure too much.
Not enough comedy
not
movies?
Not enough comedies.
No more comedies?
No more comedies. That's a good
one. A paucity of comedy movies?
I'd say no more comedies.
Okay, no more comedies.
Comedy cancel.
No, not cancel.
No cancel anything.
Mine are, Seed Oil Disrespectors.
Mm.
And fake mobile game ads.
Got it.
Fake mobile game ads. Go to biggestproblem.show to vote on the problems. Go to patreon.com/biggestproblem to support the show and to get the bonus episode. The bonus episode will change your life. Your dick will get big. There's treasure.
We got a good one up there. And we got another one, I think, coming up. I think we're aiming for... The week of I don't want to spoil it.
May 4th is that
what? May 4th is something going on then? Maybe we'll do a video.
I don't know. Our audience is pretty stupid. Ooh. They might not understand.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, here we go.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Biggest problem in the universe: expired passwords. Specifically, I just logged on to Patreon.
Yeah.
The biggest problem, Patreon.
Yeah.
Get some sweet, sweet bonus content and. Inform me that they sometimes expire passwords as a security measure. So I now have my password reset and I have to jump through those stupid fucking hoops.
Okay, the whole fucking password industry. Like, yeah. Now you're like the phone.
Mm.
My phone is like vouching for me with other computers.
It's right.
Like, well, we're gonna ask your computer that you hang out
which
with.
Anyone could steal or just have.
Yeah, but it's just like we're run by computers. So the computer on the internet will contact my computer. It's like, hey, do you vouch for this guy? And my computer's like, yeah, he's cool. He's cool. Go ahead and let him into your computer. We're like,
shouldn't computers just come with retinal scanners at this point?
They'll rip your eye out.
Yeah, I guess so. Whatever. All the sci-fi movies always had the retinal scanners. I'm like, bring that back. Just put one. Let me make it like a webcam.
Well, Moscow had fingerprint stuff at like ATMs, and everybody was getting their thumbs chopped off.
Yeah.
Russia did.
Russians are a problem in themselves.
There you go.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Vito.
Hi.
Here's a problem for you. Fake job postings. I'm recently back on the job market because I want to live in another state, and I've been applying to a lot of positions. Some of them I'm really overqualified for, but one of them I have been like talking to off and on for about past 3-4 weeks on this job, and you know they've been kind of just giving me like cold shoulder on
fly a plane.
On
I
the
can
next
do that.
Steps. And all that's required for it was just like, oh, do you have ticket experience, and just work with their proprietary tool, specifically their in-house tool that you can't get documentation for or anything, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we can train you, so on and so forth. Well, I just got notice that, oh, no, never mind. We already found somebody who has more experience than you in the tool that we're looking for. So it's bullshit, stuff like that. They always, companies do this shit all the time. They'll put like a job posting.
Right.
For a job that's like pretty much internal, they don't want anybody else to fill it other than somebody internal to the company. It's such a fucking bullshit thing, and just grilled everywhere. Go fuck yourself if you do that.
Fake job ads.
Yeah, that's a complicated one. I thought.
How did you think I was going to get wrong account by you just gesturing upwards?
I don't know.
Like that.
I thought you'd look around. I didn't want to interrupt the voicemail.
is.
Dick's trying to bring up the super chats, and I tried to gesture that he was logged into the wrong account.
I'm going around to the place in YouTube, clicking on buttons, and all you do is raise your finger and point at the.
I was trying to point at the little icon so you wouldn't. I don't fucking know.
How the fuck would I know that?
I don't know what I was thinking. I should have went over here. That would have made
fake
more sense.
Fake job ads. What do you think? Fake jobs.
I think I fucked up that voicemail. My wild pointing.
Okay, one more here. This one's about you.
Of course.
Just randomly. I'm not bringing it
in. I swear to God, Vito, your fucking mental gymnastics are exhausting.
Okay.
I'm listening to a recent episode, and you're like, who's going to be in power? Who are we keeping in power in the Democrat side? Motherfucker, do you not live in California? Do you not know of Gavin Newsom? Do you not know of the current political structure of California?
Do you know of Gavin Newsom?
For decades, we primarily would have Republicans because they knew how to run a fucking economy and shit. But, shit, ever since I left, you know, shit. Back in, like, 2006,
the economy.
You know, that shit's been going tits up, and now it's all pretty much Democrat control. So, yeah, all those low-income areas that are... You know, pretty much Democrat strongholds where they really want to enforce as many liberal people going into it's gentrified. Oh, it's safe. You know, it's totally
Democratic
going to be a left wing votes. If anything, actually, Dick, thank you for that idea. I really hadn't connected one and one together.
You're welcome.
Makes a lot more sense. Get the fuck over, asshole. I'm driving, but yeah, no, like that makes a lot more sense. Than just trying to like make a quick profit off of shit property. It's just moving the liberals into low income areas to further their stronghold. But yeah,
Do people not know that?
Mental gymnastics. I don't know if you're doing it as a joke or whatever, but like seriously,
it's not
fucking
as a joke. I'm saying
really tiring to hear. Go fuck yourself.
Shut the fuck up. All right. When's the last time California had a Republican governor or whatever?
Reagan.
Well, wasn't
Schwarzenegger.
I was going to say Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. But he's not. I mean, he's not Republican.
He was kind of basically Democrat anyway.
Yeah.
I'm saying I know that there's like liberal states. I mean, I'm not saying that, Massachusetts is never going to go red or whatever.
Well, but California is like the worst state, right?
Why?
Because our taxes are...
retarded.
Outrageous, yeah. And we have so many homeless people. Like that's
because it's
that
so nice.
Number.
It's because it's so nice here. They come here, all the fucking. You got to send them to the cold states so they freeze to death. They come out here and they thrive and multiply.
The number one thing for taxes should be homeless people, right? And like kids eating.
But
kids
you were saying that the Democrats control everything, and that's
wait,
not
do
sure.
you agree with that or not?
What that
the number like if you're taking my money. For something, homeless people and kids being able to eat, that's got to be number one.
Okay. Those are the most important.
Don't you think?
Well, what do you want
to do? What about you? What, like, if you had to get your money taken away for yourself, what is the first?
What do you want them to do with the homeless?
Eris, sorry.
Eris. No, I want Tifa.
Okay, good.
I'm not a fucking, come on. Me and Dick are going to get Final Fantasy sex dolls.
We're going to fuck her at the same time.
Well, hold on, we each have to get different ones so we can trade.
Same time.
You know, I can loan you Aris, you can take Tifa. I don't know what you do. We got to do some with the homeless, but we can't just shoot them all in the head.
Well, give them homes.
I know, that would be great, but we can't.
Gavin Newsom.
Well, Democrats do fuck up with. But both sides fuck up with the low income.
Well, no,
housing.
Gavin Newsom is fucking up right now. Like he's not doing it right
but
now.
Every sure. Okay, but if a Republican took over, they would also not build low-income housing.
What are you?
Both,
that's not happening.
Both sides are equally moronic and not helpful.
No, you can't like beat someone and be like, well, you know what? If your mom was here, she'd be beating you too.
How much low-income housing did Schwarzenegger build?
I don't know.
Look it up. We'll figure it out.
He's not Republican. He's also a Democrat.
Okay, fine.
Can you not just say...
I'm just saying the original
is fucked.
The original argument was that Democrats control everything, and I'm saying that's clearly not true. And
but
you
in
guys,
California, it is
sure, but that was not we were not discussing California. We're discussing the entire
I'm discussing
landscape.
California right now.
Fine, Democrats own California. I've never denied that in any way.
So why is it
this
so
is
a, bad?
This is, why is it what bad? California. There's plenty of things to like about California. Okay,
like what the weather, the sun.
No,
a bunch of needy attention whores that will fuck for cocaine in Hollywood. Like, what do you?
I don't.
What's good about California that the government has done? Or not fucked up.
I'm just saying I'm happy here, and the government has not fucked me in any way. The taxes are high, but who cares?
That's not a ringing endorsement.
I think the best form of government is the government you don't even notice. You know?
How do you not notice the government in California? It's in budget and everything.
Oh, because there was
literally everything.
The mask mandates, okay, whatever.
Why do you think gas is $6 here, but $3 in Nevada?
Because that's not what. What does the government do that? How does the government do that?
Why do you think gas is so much more expensive in California than in any other state that's not the government?
Is stupid and willing to pay it.
Oh, so if you cross the fucking border into Nevada and the gas drops precipitously, that's just because of people living there?
I don't know what
it is. It's the government, you shithead. It's taxes.
Okay.
Taxes.
But then why is the gas not more expensive most of the time?
Because others, you mean in California?
Yeah, what? It's always like, what, 50 cents more?
In California?
Yeah.
It's dollars more. It's like $4 more than anywhere else.
No, because the gas is normally $4 a gallon.
Here.
And then elsewhere, it's what, like $3.25?
$2.50.
Nah, well, whatever.
What the fuck? What do you mean, well, whatever? Why is it even 1 cent more here? Why is gas in California 1 cent more?
And that's where they put all the taxes at.
What do you mean they? You! You put the taxes there because you fucking vote for it.
Look, I'm not saying
you don't have to tax anything because there's no less homeless people. Why are you making taxes that you're not housing homeless people? You're not feeding kids. What the fuck are you doing with it? Just cutting guys' dicks off?
They're doing a great job. Here's the problem with this show. Hold on. Everyone assumes I really care a lot about politics, and I just don't pay attention to any of it.
That's the problem.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to start.
Not ever vote.
No, I'm going to vote because that's my job. Get that Trump guy out of there. That guy sucks.
I'm going to have a fucking aneurysm. All they want you to do is not vote or at least be informed. And you will not do either of them.
Trump was, I voted against
him. Why is gas so expensive here?
Because of the taxes.
What do those taxes do?
They pay for school children to have a hope and a dream.
Then why are California kids the most retarded kids in the whole country?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they aren't.
Okay.
What do you mean? They're
what do you mean, no, they're not?
What is it, like number 14 out of 50 or something? Schools ranked by
14
state.
Out of 50? Yeah, that's bad.
No, it's not. That's the top third.
It's the bottom third.
No, show
14
me. 14 out of 50 would be the top third.
Oh, you mean four. Okay.
California's what?
Overall rank, 38.
Out of all the states? Well, because
how many is that? Didn't go to school here, so you might know.
It's all those Mexican kids are bringing the numbers down. They don't speak English.
38.
Yeah, there's got a lot of, cities.
38.
What's New York, by the way? Oh, New York's actually doing good.
12th.
Well, there you go. I don't know why the kids are retarded, Dick.
Well, you're voting on it.
Well, what do you want? So who should I vote for to make kids not retarded?
Nobody. I don't want you to vote at all. You fucked up too much.
That's the point, though, is that, no side is doing anything to fix anything. So your only point is don't vote?
Yes.
You vote?
No, I don't. I only voted for Trump.
Okay, but you did vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did a lot of good stuff. Oh, yeah, you don't want to ask me because you know that I know.
I'm just not a big political guy.
Then don't fucking vote. That's the whole point.
I'm allowed to vote. That's how democracy works.
No, it's how personal responsibility works. If you don't know what you're voting on, don't fucking vote.
No, that's not the rule. The rule is I can do whatever I want.
Why?
I can vote for fucking Mickey Mouse if I want to.
Why do you want to vote if you're not into politics?
Because it's funny. Because all the people I'm voting against suck.
It's not funny to me. I'm already rich. You're the one buying gas to drive. Here, asshole. I don't have to buy any gas because I work at fucking home.
It's great that it is. If it makes all the people I dislike unhappy, then clearly I'm doing something right.
You know what I want you to vote?
All you right-wing motherfuckers are fucking so awful.
Oh, yeah.
That I just want you to suffer.
Legalize heroin. That's a classic right-wing talking point. Yeah, we got to legalize heroin.
Well, that's a good thing the Democrats did. We got sites you can shoot up everywhere.
Where?
I'm not even
heroin's still illegal.
I'm not even a fucking Democrat. I don't even vote for what is the last thing? I don't even remember the last time I voted. I voted for Biden. And I still think that was correct. I love that guy. It's the last guy I voted for.
What do you love most about Biden?
That he ain't Trump.
Which...
I don't like Trump. I don't like his politics. I don't like his Supreme Court of like fucking backwards religious anti-abortion psychopaths. I don't like this insane groomer right-wing discourse that is taking over.
The abortion thing is so the abortion problem has totally destroyed what could possibly be a working democracy.
Yeah.
Like that Christian Republicans have taken that as an issue.
Well, it's getting more and more religious by the fucking day. I don't understand why everybody doesn't see that this, like, DeSantis shit is just, like, going to be this weird push for moral puritanism. He's banning textbooks because they talk about you should love your neighbor and shit.
That's fine.
No, it's not. It's going to spiral out of control.
Yeah, well, you know, don't have a federal education system then.
Maybe not. I've always said,
get rid of it.
I've said that the public school system educates kids just enough to make them stupid, but think they're smart.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing in the world. It used to be if you were dumb, you would know you were dumb.
You'd know right away.
Yeah,
you go start learning how to repair cars.
Oh, I'm fucking dumb. I'm going to go
be an electrician.
Now
women are like, no, anybody could be anything. Like, no, you're not only can nobody be anything, but you are dumb. You're dumb.
They graduate from high school and they go, well, I know this, this, and this. Or they go to college, which is worse.
Okay, we got to read Super Chats because the Medicare Fuentes debate is...
You're the one who fucking brought this tangent.
Well, I didn't...
Whatever.
I didn't vote for these things. You did. Okay. I think it's right here.
You voted for it. Pinocchio for four has a... What is that, a bird with a trash can?
It's a sticker. No, that's a coffee. Trash can.
I don't know. Thank you for the sticker. Was that dismissive? Matt from Tinder for five. I'm from a small town called Tubi, Texas. Shut the fuck up. Or state fair's in May. Why don't you come to the fucking fair? Shut up. These aren't even clever anymore. Wagey Rage for $50. Jesus. Thank you, Wagey. Big problem is convenience store sandwiches. I love grabbing lunch and getting a soggy sponge for bread. This 50's for Masterson. Collateral damage for someone else's whatever is kind of BS. Also, Super Chat, censor your name.
Yeah, I'm used to my name.
Oh, because somebody else is trying to take down your channel.
Yeah, I mean, I had a realistic explanation. I mean, I had what I think is a straightforward explanation of the debate that's happening later.
Yeah.
And,
Everyone is now trying to take down your channel because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you think flagging is free speech? Well, then, I'm going to flag you. Well, okay.
That proves.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I've been getting flagged since 2005. Like, I've been getting flagged since before a lot of you were born.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand that.
They're still doing it. Well, thank you, Wagey, for the 50 in support of Dick. Echo Chamber Show for five says, deli pre-made sandwiches are even more moist. It's like a slab of meat inside of flour paper. Mm. I used to get good convenience store sandwiches, but...
Where?
Cumberland Farms, which is a New England chain. Fantastic. King Verbatim for 10. Hi, guys. Longtime listener, first-time super chatter. What's your favorite thing about carnivals? For me, it has to be. Okay, that one's actually clever.
Damn it.
You read it, because if I read it, what did he say?
It has to be Ferris wheels.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Wheels. That was a good one. That was close. The problem is everyone keeps referencing fairs. Anytime I see a super chat that references some sort of fair or carnival, I know it's a trick now. All right, Riley Pettyjohn for 20.
Wait, no, you missed this.
Oh,
guy.
Okay. Wagey for five said, thing about the ads with the real guy saying I found the game, they paid an actor to say the line, then an actor to lip sync it poorly. Yeah, it is always like a Chinese guy. It's weird.
That's why I didn't buy it. I'm like, no, I don't believe you.
It's a trick. Riley Pettyjohn for 20. You guys are obviously very familiar with Antifa, especially after what happened last year. My friend Toby, fuck you. I'm not going to, this is like the lowest hanging bait. My friend Toby. I'm not doing it. Baron Julius von Bronk for five. Put the pieces in the slot. Make the right selection. But be quick. You're racing the clock.
Pop goes perfection.
That's a good one. Wagey for five. Comedies are already tanking, but when Amy Schumer and Melissa McCarthy kept eating the scripts, the companies decided to cut their losses.
I did hear that.
John Flory for 10 says, for Vito's pretzel fund?
Oh, thank you.
I thought I was getting tricked for some reason. Joey, now I'm like paranoid that I'm going to get tricked.
Mm.
Joey Shabadoo for 2 says, good comedy films are The Stew, Farrah. okay. You guys are trying really hard. Good comedy films are A, The Stew, B, Farrah Goes Bang.
I suck.
God damn it. You guys are retarded.
Good comedy films. Oh, A, The Stew. B, Farrah Goes Bang.
Why is this so much fun for you idiots? God damn it. Stop laughing. Stop
B,
it.
Farrah Goes Bang.
Yes, we've all. Jesus Christ. My friend Toby went to the fair. My friend Toby.
You need to think about that for so long.
I didn't have to think about it because it's ridiculous, these things he's doing. For 5 from Fahoa Gods, the BPITU is people inventing grievances out of thin air when they have no reason to beef. Air out your problems without talking out your butt.
Yeah.
He got me.
Wait, what?
No real reason to beef air your problems.
I suck.
That doesn't count. You broke it up into two words. Fahoa Gods needs to chill out, says John for 2.
Hold on.
Air out your problems without talking out your butt. They're not breaking it up into multiple sentences. All right, hit refresh. Make sure we didn't miss anything.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. And they have no real reason to beef air out your
beef air.
Got it. I suck.
I don't know why it took Dick so long to get there. See, we miss them now sometimes. Like, didn't we miss one? And then somebody in the chat was like, you fucking missed it?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Riley for 5. Dick is right. Vito should not vote. A vote for a terrible president like Biden is worse than not voting. I still think he's better than Trump. And all this religious right shit and the tax breaks for billionaires. And whatever.
Well, Trump caused COVID, so that's unforgivable to me.
There you go. Spider Eternal for 2 says, Trump bad, economy into death spiral good.
Yeah.
From Vito. That is good.
Like, I could imagine Hillary Clinton handling the pandemic, and I don't think she would have done anything different.
Yeah.
Like, just going, oh, man, sucks.
Well, Trump shut everything down. Yeah. Like, why?
It get shut down.
But why does Biden bear all the responsibility for the economy stuff? Because Trump likes to have emotion, right? Am I crazy?
Trump allowed
Biden just
Trump
let it get out of control.
Allowed a lot of things to get set into motion.
Yeah, and Biden didn't clamp down on it.
Yeah, I think so. Like the gas futures. I think
they
Biden
shouldn't have shut down the pipeline. I don't think that would have had that much of an effect.
Yeah,
I think we were just I don't know.
I do think Trump shoulders most of the blame for COVID. Right, Biden would have done exactly what Trump did.
Biden would have done exactly the same thing.
Like, yeah, well, you congratulate.
Okay,
thanks, buddy.
I'm
just
tired of hearing from everyone where they're like, well, Biden fucked the economy. I'm like, no, everybody fucked the economy. Like, no, whoever was in charge was going to do this exact same sequence of events.
Well,
unless it was like
they were unless they were under 65.
Road. Yeah, unless it was like a young person who
I was like, yeah, there's no fucking way you guys are imposing martial law on people because of a virus.
Yeah.
I'm sending in the National Guard and we're going to kill you. I'm sending in the National Guard and we're going to kill the governor of every state.
Okay, we're going to get fucking demonetized now. Jesus Christ.
That's what somebody said.
Somebody else said that. Not this show.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
I disagree.
I disagree with that.
Disavow,
and I love all governors of all states always.
Yeah, most have molested
Let's
me.
Let's just move along.
Okay, goodbye.
Don't
goodbye, everybody.
Vote at biggestproblem.show. Patreon.com/biggestproblem.